You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. Today we're joined by Trinity University Head Men's Basketball Coach Pat Cunningham. Coach, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Oh, thank you, Jeff, for doing this, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys in the SCAC office. So,
Coach, take us through your mindset as you enter your 13th year at the helm of the Tiger Men's Basketball program.
Well, you know, it's kind of a sad farewell as this is the last year of the SCAC as it's been for my 10, 12, 13 years. It's changed a little bit, but it's going to change greatly next year. And so, you know, it feels like the last time through it with some of the people that we may not play again for a while. So, and then, you know, from a basketball standpoint, from a team standpoint, you know, we're excited about just the fact that, you know, we've got some young kids returning and have been working hard and are looking forward to the season as it gets started.
Coach, talk to us a little bit about how you manage expectations. SCAC coaches, the rest of the league coaches predicted Trinity to finish first in the West. How do you manage those preseason prediction or expectations for your team?
They don't know what they're talking about. we have the same goal every year. I mean, the polls are nice for the fans, and I know our players look at it, and other players look at it, but the truth of the matter is I think every year most teams, and ours in particular, you know, our goal is first to win the West Division. That's what our goal is. So getting picked to do it really is immaterial as much so as because that's our goal anyway. So, you know, that's what we want to do and then get in the conference tournament. And you know, our second goal is to win the conference tournament. So it's been a few years since we've been able to do that. So that's one that we're hopeful of sometime here in the near future getting back into that championship game and then, in fact, winning it.
You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today we're joined by Trinity head coach Pat Cunningham. Coach, talk to us a little bit about your non-conference schedule. You actually have the number one preseason ranked, number one team in the nation on the schedule, Virginia Wesleyan, and also a tough team from the ODAC and Randolph-Macon, too. Talk to us a little bit about how that challenging schedule will help you guys get ready for your conference schedule.
Well, first of all, I tried to fire our scheduler, but it was me, so my wife wouldn't let me. I think we have a really tough preseason schedule, not conference schedule, Jeff. I mean, I think that, as you mentioned, you know, it starts with you know, our first game is Shriner, and then we play Concordia out of Illinois or out of Texas. I'm sorry, and Claremont. Out of California, coming up here this weekend, and so again, is Claremont has the two players back who were players of the year in their conference. Earlier, they had either injured or had gone on foreign study, so they're going to be very, very good, I think. So, and then you mentioned the Virginia trip, where both Virginia Wesleyan and Randolph-Macon will be very good, and then we have Texas Lutheran kind of sandwiched in there. Which is a pretty good team here in Texas. So, you know, and none of those games are at home. So, you know, that's the hard part of it. We've got a fairly young team, and we're going on the road here for the first, you know, 3 weeks. And then our first conference weekend, we go to Hendricks and to Colorado College. So I can't add very well, but it's something like our first nine games, I think it is, they're all on the road. So it'll be a challenge. But, you know, again, our goal is to win the West Division. I think playing good teams will help prepare us for, you know, once we get into the SCAC schedule. And hopefully it'll help us to get better as the season moves along.
Coach, as you begin to get ready to open up the season this week and continuing this weekend as well, talk to us a little bit about some players who have stood out thus far that maybe surprised you, maybe you weren't expecting to have good preseasons. Talk to us a little bit about who you may be relying on, especially with a young team like you mentioned.
Well, you know, Jeff, this is a really hard time of the season because, you know, we've been practicing against each other, and it's really hard to kind of tell, you know, is the old adage is, was that good offense or bad defense? You know, is that kid playing well or the kid he's playing against not playing well? And sometimes that's hard to evaluate. So, you know, I think we'll have a much better sense of it once we get into two or three or four games. I think that question will answer itself. It will be much easier to answer. Coming into it right now, I mean, I think, you know, our senior Ryan Bell has been through it, you know, 3 years, and, you know, been a starter for 2 years, and you know, he's kind of the cornerstone for us. I mean, we had Luke Calderwell last year, who was a very good player. We lost him, and we'll miss Luke, you know, both, especially from the offensive end, but just from his leadership and all those things. So, you know, so Ryan has been asked to step up, so. And then our, you know, our sophomore group, you know, I was interested to see, starting practice October 15th, it was interesting for me to see how that group had developed, how much they worked between their freshman year and sophomore year. And right now, I'd say I've been pleased. I think they've taken it seriously. They want to be good, and they've been working hard at it. So, you know, I can't single out anybody, but, you know, we've got, you know, a group of about five or six, you know, Zach Lambert and Robert Kitzinger and Jonathan Wilton and Clark Allen. I mean, that whole group of sophomores, we're depending upon them pretty heavily to give us a bulk of our playing time. And then we'll see on we've got one young man who is a transfer who we recruited out of high school and went to Arizona State for 1 year and is back here as a sophomore, William Young from Houston. And, you know, I think he's a pure point guard and will help relieve Ryan Bell of those duties, and I think he'll get a chance to play a little bit, so.
Coach, you mentioned earlier just about kind of the farewell to the current SCAC as it's set up. Talk to us a little bit about the dynamic of Dallas joining the league. I know they've played, obviously, you know, a lot of the Western schools already out of non-conference over the last couple of years. What does that do now that they're joining the SCAC in knowing that you play them twice a year and these games count towards the conference standings?
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, again, it takes a non-conference game away from us. We've played them every year, you know, since I've been here, I think, if not every year, at least, you know, 10 or 12 of the 13 years I've been here. So they're familiar to us. You know, it's not a new game for us. As you mentioned, we'll now play them home and home rather than just once. You know, but, you know, it'll be a little bit different in that we've traded them for Hendricks. Hendricks has moved to the East, and DePaul obviously is out of the conference this year. So, you know, it'll be a slightly different year this year as compared to last year from those dynamics. You know, what effect that will have, you know, immediately for us, you know, adding Dallas and losing Hendricks, I'm sorry, Millsaps, not Hendricks, Millsaps moved to the East, is, you know, that will, we have to see how that will change things, you know, because we've been used to playing Millsaps twice and we now want to play them once.
Coach, last question for you, but just what are one or two quick keys for the Tigers as you look to continue that goal and look to win another SCAC West division title in advance to Birmingham for the conference tournament? What's key for you for the Tigers in 11-12?
Well, I think the two things that jump at me, Jeff, for this season is that we have got to get better defensively. I thought that last year, you know, as the season wore on, we got a little bit better defensively, but not nearly as good as our teams in the past. And so, you know, last year, for example, we played a lot of zone rather than man, and quite honestly, that was to hide some of our weaknesses in our man-to-man defense. And our goal this year is to get better defensively, both whether we play man, zone, whatever we play, just to be able to compete day in and day out. So that will tell the tale early if we're better defensively. And then the second thing is I'm not sure. We're going to have to find out where we're going to get our scoring. You know, we lost Luke Calderwell, who was our go-to guy and averaged 15, 16 points a game, and you just knew he was going to give that to you every night. And we don't have that player. Ryan Bell is a very good defensive player, but he is not, you know, has not been, and we will not ask him to be a major offensive thrust. So, you know, we're going to have to get scoring from a lot of different places, and it'll be interesting to see if we can do that on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, where we're going to get our scoring and playing good defense are the two keys, I think, to how we do as the season starts.
Trinity University head coach Pat Cunningham and the rest of his Tiger team continue their season November 18th and 19th. At the Southwestern Trinity Classic, where they take on Concordia, Texas, and Claremont Mudscripts. Coach, thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule, and best of luck in 2011-12.
Jeff, thanks an awful lot to you, and enjoy talking to you, and we'll see you down the road here.